Today we heard the gospel of the widow's mite. Our Lord is people watching, observing how people give in the temple. And then he calls his disciples together and tells them to look at this widow. He said, she put in more than everyone. People usually put in their surplus wealth. He told his disciples, this woman gave more than all because she gave all she had. Now, this story takes place during Holy Week. So in just a few days, our Lord will be crucified. So just as this woman opened her hand to give everything, Jesus would soon open his hands to give his life so that he can overcome death for us. I want to welcome all of you to this Mass in which we remember our dead. Some of you have traveled distances to attend this Mass. And I want you to know that your presence here is a profound act of love. And that is why I believe that your presence here today is known by your loved one. We are all privileged to be here because there is no death that is unnoticed. No death is unnoticed, especially in these months of November and December, the civil holiday of Thanksgiving, the Christmas season. They can be tough times generally, but certainly when we are grieving with empty places around the table, they will be different. But they can still be good. Because we believe that our ties with the deceased do not unravel at death because of what our Lord did on the cross. And we believe that for those who live in the Lord, as the German saying goes, those who live in the Lord never say and see each other for the last time. Someday we will be a candle, and we will want people to pray for us in our memory. There's no way to avoid sadness in broken relationships. When someone dies, a part of us dies too. That's true. But as we move into the next couple of months and in the next months and years to come, we are consoled in many ways. First, we are consoled by each other. We all share the faith that Jesus Christ died for us and that if we join our lives to him, we will live. And we're also consoled by the life of this parish. Corpus Christi exists for one simple reason, really, and that's to prepare us for death. This is how we come to know our Lord. When we die and see our Lord, we'll say to him, Lord, I know you. I've listened to your word every week. Jesus, let me tell you stories about you. This is why I love you. I know you, Lord. We have today 72 faithful who were prepared to die. 32 men and 40 women. Two are in their 40s. Six are in their 50s. Seven in their age of 60s. 15 in their 70s. 21 in their 80s. 18 in their 90s. And we have three that lived to be 100 or more. Eleanor speaks. Anna Plante. They are two women. And what's unusual is there's a man who lived to be over 100. Remember that, gentlemen? Lewis Hansen. I buried about 18 people in my priesthood over the age of 100. And they're all usually women. Gerald and Eileen Schatz, husband and wife. Nani Dahl Krejci and Rebecca Dahl Dwyer, mother and daughter. Anna and Gary Plante, mother and son. We're here to commend them to God. And we're also here for graces for us as we live. I always quote in funeral homilies how we need to keep death daily before our eyes. Saint Benedict taught his monks to think of death every day. He didn't want them to be depressed. He wanted them to live their lives with a context that they won't live forever. Nothing keeps death daily before our eyes better than commemorating our loved ones to God. Every funeral mass I've offered, and I've offered over 900, and I'm going to do it again today after this mass. I walk in, kind of concerned about this, concerned about that. I'm going to walk out with the graces of this mass thinking, you know what, that's not that big a problem. Maybe this is. What's been so on my mind shouldn't be. And what I've pushed to the side maybe should be. Keeping death daily before our eyes reorients us, the living. It reminds us to use our time well. We need to count every precious moment. And we need to see our days as a chance to experience some beauty or apprehend some truth. Maybe relieve some suffering if we can. We need to love and be loved. Achieve something of lasting worth. When I was teaching high school, some of my students said, you know, it's really not a fair deal. She had just gone to the funeral of her grandmother. Why does there have to be death? And so I told her and I told the class this scenario I've mentioned before. What if some messenger from heaven were to come to us right now and offer us the deal, she wanted a different deal. The messenger would offer us a deal that death would be overthrown. But there's one inseparable condition, that birth would also cease. So if we, the existing generation, could live forever, but there would be a clear understanding that never again would there be a birth, or a child, or a youth. Never again a first love, a first kiss, a baptism, a baby's cry, sounds of children on a playground. Never again would there be new people with new hopes or new ideas. It would be ourselves for always and never any others. Is that a deal we would take? Wouldn't we all say no deal? But we as Catholics don't accept death just to make way for new life. We accept death because it's our final goal. God is our ultimate good, and the only way to God is through death. And so as we turn to the Eucharist, I want to say one more thing. And if you remember anything about what I'm saying, I want you to remember this. As that poor widow let go, as she didn't hold on. If any of you have any regrets, you're thinking of the lives of your loved ones who are gone, you're thinking, I should have, I could have, why didn't I? We have to let that go. Your loved one knows and doesn't want you to feel that way. God doesn't want you to feel that way. That spirit of regret is not the spirit of God. Be healed of that. We all live with regrets. All of our regrets come to the surface when we experience death. Promise yourself, as we move into Thanksgiving, as we move into the Christmas season where everybody tells us to be happy, find that peace and let it go. Your loved one wants you to do that. We're here to pray for our loved ones. And as we pray, we hope that they will pray for us when we make our last passage. And my prayer for all of us is that as we live, we will prepare to accept our death too. I have some fear about dying, but we have to overcome that with the love of Jesus Christ, the grace of Jesus Christ, and of how our Lord opened both hands and gave us everything. Finally saying, on our behalf, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Amen.